Renelda. Renelda was my older sister from Ma's first marriage to Roland Robinson. They were both teenagers. After their divorce, he moved to California, married again, and later was killed in a car accident. Mother moved to Witso, Utah, with her family. When I was old enough to realize she wasn't living with us, I'd asked where she was. "Well," Mother sighed softly and replied, "Renelda was about 2 years old when you were born. Your father wasn't very nice to her. He'd pick on her all the time." "Like he does me sometimes?" I asked, not quite understanding why she didn't live with us. "Did he give her to the Indians?" Remembering Father telling me that if I didn't behave, he'd give me to the Indians. "For goodness sake, boy, where do you ever get an idea like that?" she asked. "My folks came to see you after you were born, and they seen how rotten your pa treated Renelda, so they decided to take her back home with them." "Did you feel sad?" I asked, kind of wishing I had an older sister to play with at times. Tears sprang up in Ma's eyes. "I felt really bad about it, but I knew it'd be good for her. Your Aunt Elsie died a year before you were born, and they were grieving terrible, so things have worked out for the best, I guess." Her words trailing off into a whisper. "Father's not nice to me. I was thinking it over. People who get drunk are bad sometimes, but Father doesn't drink or smoke, and he can be awful ornery," I complained. "Can I go live with Renelda sometimes?" "No," Ma replied. "I need you here to help me. Your pa's gone more often than not. I don't know what I'd do without you." "Was anybody nice to her?" I asked. "Most every one of your pa's folks, especially your Uncle Freeland. He played with her a lot. He'd always tell your pa off if he was treating her mean," she replied. "Like he does me," I said. I scurried off along to do my chores, all the time wondering if I'd be better off with Ma's folks. I knew darn well I didn't want to end up with the Indians. During that time, 1918, 1919, a major flu epidemic was in full force worldwide. I often heard Mother and Grandmother Barney talk about it. "Glad you weren't hit so hard with the awful flu. Seems like half the town was down with it," Grandmother said. "Probably because Afton keeps me and the kids living like Indians on the homestead," Mother replied. "Gets awful lonesome out here. They asked our church not to go to our meetings. That flu's said to be statewide," Grandmother continued. "The church members in Salt Lake were even asked not to go to President Joseph F. Smith's funeral." "Stay away from our prophet's funeral?" Mother exclaimed. "Oh, it must have been really spreading. It's hard to believe. They were losing a lot of babies and soldiers," Grandmother said. "Afton said there's a lady in Escalante area that never got it. Not her or her family. He says it's because of the onions they were constantly eating," Mother said. "Well, you can sure still smell onions a block from her place," Grandmother said, breaking into a chuckle. "She's a good lady. She took in a lot of town folks and nursed them back to health." "What's a flu epidemic?" I asked, puzzled. "You don't want to know," Grandmother replied emphatically. "You don't want to know." But I did find out later what an epidemic was, and Grandmother was right to say I didn't want to know, because it was devastating. Footnote: the 1918 influenza epidemic is the most severe pandemic in modern history. Nobody knows where it began, but it was first identified in the United States in military personnel in the spring of 1918. It is estimated that 500 million people, a third of the world's population, was infected. At least 50 million people died worldwide, including 675,000 in the United States.